Ron Reed, one of Ontario's most influential conservation leaders, died peacefully at his home in Washougal on Sunday at the age of 75. Known for his visionary work in protecting Ontario's natural heritage, Reed's legacy includes decades of advocacy and groundbreaking initiatives that have safeguarded millions of acres of natural habitats. Reed's career as a natural heritage consultant and field biologist left an indelible mark on the province, say his colleagues and peers. His work with the Ontario government and other organizations led to the largest ever expansion of the Ontario parks system and the development of wide-scale environmental planning frameworks. Notably, he played a key role in shaping the Niagara Escarpment Plan, which later inspired the Oak Ridges Moraine Conservation Plan and the Greenbelt Plan, models of sustainable development and conservation. Born in Chesley, Ontario, Reed co-founded the Couchiching Conservancy in 1993 with his life partner, Janet Grand, and other community members. As the Conservancy's first executive director, Reed helped the organization protect more than 13,000 acres of natural lands, focusing on the Cardinal Var region. Under his leadership, the Conservancy grew into the respected steward of biodiversity that it is today, ensuring that vital habitats are preserved for future generations. Mark Bissett, who recently retired as the executive director of the Conservancy, worked alongside Reed for more than a dozen years, calling him a towering figure in conservation. "I think Ron Reed has been one of the most important leaders in conservation in Ontario over the last 25 years or so, but he's more than just that," Bissett said. "He's a profoundly decent, wise, kind man." Bissett said he learned a lot from Reed. "He has a way of synthesizing information and articulating ideas and concepts that is rare. Part of that is listening," said Bissett. "He listens carefully to people, even those he disagrees with. He works very hard, I think, to balance his views before he speaks." Combined with his grasp of ecology, those characteristics have made him influential well beyond his immediate circle, he said. Reed was a trusted advisor to land trusts across Ontario and authored several influential books, including Canoeing Ontario's Rivers, co-written with Janet Grand, Creative Conservation, and Beyond Islands of Green, both co-authored with Stuart Hiltz. His writings reflect his deep connection to nature and his commitment to finding innovative solutions for land protection. In September 2018, the Conservancy honored Reed's contributions by naming its largest nature reserve after him. The Ron Reed Nature Reserve provides critical habitat for numerous species at risk and serves as a lasting testament to his vision and dedication. "Ron touched many lives through his charm, diplomacy, and innovative strategies," said Dorothea Hangard, the current executive director of the Couchiching Conservancy. "He leaves behind a significant legacy for the well-being of our community," she said of Reed, who earned an honorary degree from Trent University in 2020. "Many people in our region will never realize the profound impact Ron has had on their quality of life. Nevertheless, all will benefit from his foresight in helping to establish a land trust that protects our land, water, forests, and grasslands for generations to come," said Hangard. Tanya Clark, fundraising and engagement manager for the Conservancy, also reflected on Reed's impact on Monday afternoon. "We are deeply saddened by the loss of Ron," she said. "He was a friend to many, an excellent naturalist and birder, and made a resounding impact not just locally but across the province. I admired him very much." Orillia City Councillor Tim Lauer recalls Reed's role in the protection of a precious and storied Orillia property. "For 8 years, Scout Valley had been hanging on by a thread as the environmental park it was intended to be," Lauer recalled. "Finally, in 2007, Orillia City Council ratified a groundbreaking environmental easement on the property. This easement guaranteed that Scout Valley would be a park and its environmental integrity protected into the next century. If it wasn't for the non-threatening, down-to-earth approach of Ron Reed, it may never have happened." Kathy Hunt, current president of the Conservancy, spoke of Reed's legacy. "Ron's commitment and passion for preserving and enjoying nature has helped me understand the importance of local conservation and the role community members play," said Hunt. I am honored to help keep Ron's vision alive. As a mentor, his memory and spirit will continue to inspire me. Natalie Rockhill, president of the Conservancy's past President's Council, said, "We have lost a wonderful friend and leader." Representatives of the Severn Sound Environmental Association, SSEA, said they were deeply saddened to learn of Reed's death, calling him a cherished member of the conservation community and a true champion for our environment. On behalf of the board and staff of the SSEA, we extend our sincerest and deepest condolences to Ron's wife Janet, his family, and the entire team of staff and board members who had the privilege of working alongside him, said the agency's executive director Julie Cayley, in a media release. Ron's passion, dedication, and tireless efforts were instrumental in forging a path for generations of conservationists and ecologists, noted the release. He led the way in breaking down barriers and fostering collaboration, building partnerships and alliances across environmental and conservation organizations, government, nonprofits, and municipal sectors alike. Reed's ability to bring people together for a common cause left an indelible mark on everyone he worked with and created lasting change in the conservation landscape, noted the release. Ron inspired many, and his passing is a profound loss for the conservation community. You can read his obit, with funeral details, here. With files from Dave Dawson.